Hello, and welcome to Culture Shocked, the pop culture podcast brought to you by three aging millennials and our outdated opinions. Sometimes, when we get together, we just can't seem to stay focused at the beginning of a session. And sometimes, I hit that little record button and see where it goes. This is one of those times.
Did you see our conversation about DBZ?
No, I didn't.
Like, he's a dad. Now I'm talking about how he's way more Vegeta than Goku. tough love.
Yeah, there are Vegeta and there are Goku dads.
Exactly. I said all Goku did is let another man raise his son.
And then there are Piccolo dads who step in and take over when
the... Exactly. Piccolo's the fucking... Piccolo might be the MVP. That's what we were talking about, though. I said, like, I haven't name dropped. I said, I love Kakarot, but Vegeta and Piccolo, man, those are my guys. There's something about them. And I fucking love Goku and I love Teen Gohan.
I know, it's really kind of hard to pick a favorite character in Dragon Ball Z. Everybody has their shining moment where they're like, oh, maybe they're my favorite.
Yep. But consistently, like, Vegeta's the Jesse Pinkman, like they were going to kill him off in season one.
Yeah.
And thank God they didn't.
I'm currently on a rewatch of Dragon Ball Z, actually. They just put it all on Hulu.
Did they really?
Yeah.
What?
Well, sorry, they put Kai on Hulu. The kind of broken down version.
Dragon Ball Z Kai?
Yeah, that gets rid of some of the unnecessary stuff.
I was so surprised because I was like, they don't drop like the original DBZ anywhere.
It's all of it, though. All the way through Boo.
Wow.
Just the Kai version. So... As soon as I saw that, I put it on my list and started watching it, and then I'm all the way to where Goku starts on Snake Way.
How much do they cut down on
Kai? That's four episodes in. I don't know, because I'm only four episodes in. I just started watching it the other day.
Oh, wait, you're four episodes in, and he's on Snake Way?
Yeah, the Raditz stuff's only three episodes.
Like in the original DBZ run?
Yeah, Raditz is only three episodes long.
Nah.
Yeah.
Like, episode one is Gohan gets kidnapped, and Goku and Piccolo team up.
Episode two is Goku and Piccolo go in there and trying to fight him. The end of that episode, Gohan breaks out of his thing. And then third episode, Goku's holding him and Piccolo kills him. Yep, three episodes.
Raditz is three fucking episodes?
He's only three episodes.
In the Saiyan saga?
Yep. What Even the in the original, he's only three episodes.
I don't know if that's like any type of like anime Mandela effect, but I think you may have Mandela affected me.
Oh, trust me. Sometimes I forget it's only three episodes, but
it's three. Raditz is only around for three episodes.
That's right. He comes back in like some flashbacks.
Well, yeah.
Every once in a while. So,
but his run is only three episodes long.
His run is only three episodes long.
In the most iconic anime series of all time.
And Raditz, one of the most remembered characters, is only in it for three episodes.
That's fucking unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, if you would have had me guess, like, obviously, I've seen the show so many times, I wouldn't have said, like, 20 episodes.
Yeah.
But if you asked me how many episode Raditz, like, started the show, like, the Saiyan saga, I would have said, like, 5 to 6.
Yeah, there was a point where I thought he has to be in at least 10.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no.
That's Goku's old, it just goes to show you older brothers don't mean shit.
You know. We didn't see the Raditz origin story yet.
That's true.
Maybe he's cooler.
I'd go see that in theaters.
Yeah, I'll watch it. Him fucking around with Vegeta and Nappa killing some fuckers, I'll watch it.
I saw the last year, what was it? The Dragon Ball Z Super with Gohan and Piccolo?
Yeah.
I saw that in superhero. Theaters. Yeah, superhero. Just because, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of Super, but... I've never seen a DBZ movie in theaters. Like when you and I were young, we watched The Tree of Might. What was the other one? World's Strongest.
World's Strongest. Greatest. And then there was the Garlic Jr. movie.
Dead Zone. Yeah, we watched all those day one, but those weren't like we weren't seeing those in theaters.
I don't think they had them in theaters in America.
Exactly. Yeah. So like I saw last year the chance to see a DBZ movie. Even Super.
I went and watched Resurrection F with a buddy.
I did not see that in theaters with Frieza.
Yeah. And then the next one came out with Beerus. Can't remember what that one was called, but God something. I can't remember.
Yeah, but, I know what you're talking about.
I didn't go see that one in theaters, but I did see it when it came out.
Yeah, I had opportunity to see DBZ movies, but most of the ones they put in theaters were like either Boo Saga or spinoffs of those. And I mean, we've like talked about it in the DBZ episode, but Boo Saga was not my favorite.
Like this, the
Super
new one
was not my favorite.
The new one they made in the Super World, it's called Super Broly, the one about Broly.
Yeah, yeah.
It, where it's kind of cool. I like the old Broly stuff more, where he's kind of an uncontrollable maniac.
Like Goku and Vegeta versus Broly. And
yeah, and he never becomes a good guy in the old Broly movies, but in this new one, like at the end of it, he ends up realizing that he's kind of evil, so he tames himself down.
Oh, really?
And he goes to this planet to try and train to control himself, kind of like Hulk, because he's a normal guy, and then when he turns into Broly, he's uncontrollable.
Yeah,
he
loses control.
It's kind of like Hulk. So
he becomes Professor Broly?
he becomes Professor Broly in this new one.
Come on, they don't want to take a picture. They want to take a picture. Come on, just take the picture.
Yeah, right, no, give me the goddamn phone.
I haven't seen the new take on Broly. I didn't know that.
I mean, when he's Broly, it's cool. The whole movie is kind of good.
He has like the pure white eyes and
and the greenish yellow hair. And
oh, I love him. He's cool. So fucking jacked.
Yeah, Broly's fucking awesome. But
yeah, he is.
But it's a completely different story from the old Broly stuff. And I like the old stuff better.
Well, according to the old movie, what was it? Like, Broly could 1v1 Goku or Vegeta pretty much. Like 1v1, yeah. Didn't stand a chance.
They really didn't team even up. Stand a chance together. But
I haven't seen that in so long.
Some things happened that gave them an advantage that if it didn't happen, they wouldn't have won.
Okay. So do you think had Broly like lived and advanced with the fighters, he still would be the strongest over Probably. Goku, over Gohan, over...
If he could teach himself to continuously train and get better.
Right.
I think Broly was a bit of an arrogant prick, brute, so maybe he wouldn't have ever trained.
He'd have to have like that Vegeta mentality.
Yeah, but I don't think he even had a mentality. I think he just wanted to kill. I think that's all it was.
Yeah. Fair enough. Sorry, Farinoosh.
It's okay.
Like one person's going to get that reference.
I know.
Damn, Timmy Jim.
Sure, I'll play in your bridal shower. And she's like, that's very nice of you.
that's very nice of you.
And she's looking at
thanks, Farinoosh.
Thanks, Farinoosh.
How we go from DBZ to that, I don't know, but that's awesome.
You did. You went there.
Yeah, I took it there. That's just kind of what we do here.
That's true.
Well, it was fun. We got a little DBZ 7-minute mini episode. Minisode.
Yeah. And okay. Speaking of which, I mean, have you seen any Super, though? How much of it have you seen?
I've seen... Okay, so they left the boat, like the yacht they were on.
Yeah.
Goku and Beerus were fighting. It looked like Goku was killed. And then he came back. They're still fighting. I kind of left off where they're fighting.
Still at the yacht?
No, like outside of the planet. Like, it's kind of getting intergalactic. I don't know, man. That's
so
just
you never
not...
got to where Goku and Vegeta go to Beerus' planet to train with Whis?
No, that sounds interesting. Yeah,
so you didn't get very far then.
It's just not, it didn't catch me.
That's maybe 9 or 10 episodes, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not very much.
That's about as far as I got. Like, I just, like, I'm thinking if the first fight with Goku and Beerus doesn't catch me, like, what's gonna? I don't know.
I mean, I can contest the fighting gets better.
Yeah.
For sure. But the story itself's a little weaker.
Yeah.
It's mostly about the fighting. Like, let's do this tournament and fight.
Yeah, the animation style is different. The characteristics of the characters are kind of not as, like, Vegeta's not as Vegeta. Gohan's kind of fucking lame as Gohan is as an adult. I don't know. It just wasn't doing much.
Well, according to Mike, Gohan has a bit of a resurgence in Super at some point. I didn't get there.
I saw it in Super Hero.
Yeah, by superhero, he's
that was badass.
He's back to the Gohan that everybody seems to like.
That was the Gohan I wish I always saw, like, as an adult.
Exactly. Like, how long did it have to take you to get to where Gohan's cool again?
He was fucking lame. He was like in Spider-Man 2 when Tobey Maguire, like, when he gives up being Spider-Man and he's eating fucking hot dogs.
Yeah.
That was like Gohan the whole time until...
That was Gohan after Cell until halfway through Super.
And I'm never going to say Tobey Maguire, Peter Parker is fucking lame, but that might be the one time.
Did you watch my blind Marvel list?
I did.
When it got to the Sam Raimi one, I'm like, for my brother's sake, I wish this could be higher, but
I appreciate that you said you would put it higher on that list.
Oh, I would have.
Because you had,
I got.
You had to end up putting it, what, six or something?
Five or six, somewhere in there.
And it would have been probably three or four.
And I unfortunately had to put that horrible reboot of Fantastic Four higher than 10.
Yeah.
I just love that that came up after I mentioned the other one. I'm like, see, this ain't as bad as that Holy Atrocity. And then it comes up, I'm like, this is that shit I'm talking about.
Those lists are fun.
They are.
Sometimes TikTok gets it right. That's a fun kind of thing to do.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do a bunch more of those, honestly.
Absolutely. I'll probably do one, but like, I'll be like 10, 10, 10.
I know. Yours would have to be a linear 10. That's why the YouTube tier list would work better for you, because right. You can put a bunch of stuff under shit categories.
Oh, yeah. You could do like A, B, C, F,
yeah. Your A would be so fucking empty. You'd be like, eventually I'll get to an A.
It'd be Sam Raimi 1 and 2.
Oh, you're talking about Marvel movies? Yeah, yours would all be low.
No, I mean, in all honesty, though, you know, up through phase three or four, I would be pretty fair. On the new ones, I would probably be overly harsh, but...
I did tell Katie, after you put up that you saw Blue Beetle today, and that the headline said, I liked it, ?
Or I didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it, ? I looked at her, I'm like, well, now I gotta fucking see it, because if Adrian saw a superhero movie and didn't hate it, I gotta see it, because it's gotta be good. Well, that's going to do it for this little bonus of us just being us. I'm sure there will be lots more of this in the future. We don't stay focused. We have a Patreon now, and for as little as $1 a month, you can help us keep the lights on over here and do interesting and fun things for all of you. You get access to our members-only Discord. Once a month, we put out a poll so you can vote what movie we watch, and we're even thinking about doing some movie commentaries in the near future. If any of that interests you, you can head on over to patreon.com/cultureshockpodcast to see all the benefits you can get. If you'd like to see any more of Adrian's shenanigans, you can head on over to YouTube and watch all of his movie reviews and tier lists. That's at youtube.com/BakerReviews. youtube.com/BakerReviews. And if you'd like to follow us on all the socials, on Facebook, it's Culture Shock Podcast. On Instagram, it's CultureShock21. On TikTok, it's CSPodcast21. And on Twitter, X, where I spend most of my time, it's also CSPodcast21. And as always, thanks for listening.